Remember last spring when we saw Governor Murphy and the state legislature actually work quickly, which was odd to see, but they had a purpose. It was to protect hospitals and nursing homes from lawsuits as they were facing what was the onslaught of coronavirus patients and how they were being really, really inundated in the demand to care for them. Well, here we are more than a year later. As I'll tell you shortly, we're certainly on the other side of the mountain, yet the same political individuals don't seem to be eager to scale back the protections, even though nearby states have lifted theirs, and we have advocates, lawyers, small group of lawmakers say that these protections against being sued for nursing homes and hospitals, we don't need them anymore. So as a result, we have a lot of families that have virtually no legal recourse to hold healthcare facilities accountable for deaths or injuries at this point related to COVID-19. It's not going to happen as long as Murphy keeps his health emergency order in place. In fact, a lot of lawyers are saying that they won't even take potential cases because the immunity law has created a huge barrier for any lawyer to clear. So, will lawmakers change the law in New Jersey? Legislative leadership showing absolutely zero willingness to repeal the law. It was introduced Good Friday last year, by the way, and passed the Monday after Easter. Murphy signed it into law the next day. Well, I told you quickly. Yeah, that the State House blowhards move fast on. The mechanics of all of this, the law, which again is in effect as long as Murphy's emergency orders are in place, gives immunity to healthcare facilities and workers, except in cases of crime, misconduct, gross negligence, which lawyers are saying, good luck trying to prove any of that. But the law also provides a host of other regulatory changes, gives facilities flexibility to handle patients, like allowing out-of-health care staff to work here and recertifying expired permits. Healthcare industry, which lobbied pretty hard for the law, argues that it's not trying to avoid accountability, but the regulatory changes are still needed. State Senator Neil Gill, who's a Democrat representing the Montclair region, says there might have been a case for this a year ago, but at this point we have personal protection equipment, we have testing, vaccines, cohorting treatment. She plans to introduce a bill repealing this immunity. A Democrat, yeah. This could be interesting to watch. Senator Gill continues, there's no justifiable reason that they should deny families access to courts. It's past time for New Jersey to take action. We need to hold facilities accountable to the care they're supposed to provide. We have Crystal McDonald, Associate State Director of Advocacy for AARP, who pretty much mirrored Gill's point, saying, especially a year later, why shouldn't they be held accountable to quality care? Why is negligence okay? There are two ways to roll back the immunity measures, either through a separate bill or by Murphy's lifting the state of emergency or public health emergency, that which he again put into place over a year ago, since the current law expires once either of the emergencies does. But pretty much the consensus is, and any time in the near future, neither one of those options is going to be happening. Bill to repeal immunity for long-term care facilities, but not for hospitals, hasn't budged in the legislature. It was introduced October of 2020. Another bill in the assembly would have restored for-profit healthcare systems liability last August, but that also didn't advance. It had no Senate companion bill, and that's required to get to the governor's desk, obviously. Speaking of the state Senate, Senate President Stephen Sweeney's office declined comment, and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin's office also no comment on this. Well, that's only because the Healthcare Association of New Jersey and the New Jersey Hospital Association has yet to tell those two people what to say.